Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 27th. Hydra the Water Snake goes on and on and on. It's the longest of the 88 constellations. At midnight tonight, in fact, its head stands halfway up the southwestern sky, while its tail is just clearing the horizon in the southeast. Yet the snake is hard to follow because most of its stars are faint. The brightest one is only second magnitude. That puts it well down the list of the night sky's leading lights. Alphard looks so faint because it's about 180 light years away. In reality, it's pretty impressive. The star is about 4 times the mass of the Sun and about 50 times the Sun's diameter, and it shines almost 1,000 times brighter. Alphard is more than 400 million years old, roughly 1/10 the age of the Sun. Because of its greater mass, though, it's already nearing the end of its life. It's fused the original hydrogen fuel in its core to make helium. Now it's fusing the helium to make oxygen and carbon. Fairly soon, its core will shut down, and it will cast its outer layers into space. That will create a colorful bubble around the star's core. The bubble will quickly dissipate, though, leaving only the now dead core and depriving the water snake of its brightest star. Alphard is low in the east-southeast at nightfall, far to the upper right of the moon. It's a long way from the next bright star. That isolation earned the star its name. Alphard is an Arabic name that means the solitary one. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.